I'd like now to welcome, joining us by telephone, Bettina Lyons. She's the author of the book Zeckendorfs and Steinfelds, Merchant Princes of the American Southwest, and she will be giving a talk titled The Merchants Who Made the West at the New Mexico Film Museum at 418 Montezuma Avenue in Santa Fe this Sunday, February 22nd from 2 to 4. Welcome, Bettina, to the Radio Cafe.
Yes, thank you, Mary Charlotte.
So you are going to be talking about some of the material in your book about the Jewish merchants from Europe, primarily from Germany, who came to the Southwest in the mid-19th century. Tell us about them. Who were they? Why did they come from Germany to New Mexico, of all places?
Well, it's interesting that they found their way first to New York. And then from there, they, being traders in Germany, they discovered the Santa Fe Trail. And the first one was Solomon Jacob Spiegelberg of the Spiegelberg Company that was founded in Santa Fe. And he came there when Santa Fe was still Mexico. And he eventually, after it became an American city, he established a mercantile company, and then he invited his brothers, and then he invited his cousins, and pretty soon you had a large group of Jewish German merchants in Santa Fe and in Albuquerque.
They left Germany without their parents, and they were very young.
Yes, they were. They were, for the most part, teenagers, and there was no future for them in Germany. So they came to America, where they understood that being Jewish was not going to be a detriment, that if they worked hard, they would do well. And they were young and adventurous, and they weren't afraid to go west and discover big parts of America that they would have known nothing about and would seem very foreign to them, but they adapted well.
This was 100 years before World War II and all of the horrors of that. What was happening for Jews in Germany in the 1830s and 40s?
1830s and 40s was not a good time for the Jews in Germany. They were being very restricted in how they could earn a living. They weren't allowed to own a business. They were pretty much restricted to being traders and trading in animals or merchandise or as peddlers. And there was a revolution in the 1840s, and they joined the revolution to demand more rights. And when they didn't get it, and they had the opportunity and could get enough money, they left. And they left for the America, where they understood they could do well.
And did they face any prejudice or anti-Semitism or anything like that here, in New York or in the West?
No, they didn't. Certainly not in the West. And yes, they were very much appreciated for what they could do, and they brought in merchandise that was not usually available in the West. So they did very, very well.
So who else was living here, and what were they buying? What merchandise were they selling?
They were selling everything that you could use. They were selling wholesale and retail, and they were selling not only clothing and produce and tobacco and hides, and they were selling wagons and farm equipment and hardware. They sold it all.
How did you find out about them? How did you do the research for your book?
Well, I spent about 20 years researching this family. And I even went back to Germany, and I had a German genealogist, and I went to the town where they came from and talked to some of the people there and gathered research, you know, from all of the genealogical sources plus, you know, all the records I could find in every institution. And because they did so well, there was a lot written about them.
Tell us more about their stores. How many generations did they last? Was this the kind of thing that was passed on to children and grandchildren and so on?
The story that I'm writing about includes four generations of the same store, founded in Santa Fe in 1854, and it closed in Tucson, Arizona in 1984. So that's 130 years and four generations in the same family. So that's what made it a fascinating story for me.
And what was it called?
It was first called Zeckendorf. It was A&L Zeckendorf for Aaron and Louis Zeckendorf, and then it passed down through various members of the Zeckendorf family and finally to a nephew, Albert Steinfeld. That's why the book is called Zeckendorfs and Steinfelds. And then it went from Albert Steinfeld, who was my grandfather, to his son, Harold, and down to two more nephews. So it passed through all of that family.
It is interesting, the stories, this one and stories like this, to really look at different examples of how wealth is passed down and how it cannot be passed down forever. Sometimes, eventually, it's lost for one reason or another.
It is, and actually why this family finally lost its business is because family-owned big department stores can no longer compete with the big conglomerate stores that could buy in masses, the Walmarts and the Federated department stores and things like that. The family-owned store couldn't survive. They were bought out. They either were bought out or they went out of business. And that's what happened to this store.
Now, one of the narratives of the time we live in is that, for example, Native people sell their wares, but then somebody's making cheap knockoffs in China. Were some of these stores that you're talking about in the 1850s on forward also making replicas of Indian art, or what was their relationship like with Indian craftspeople?
I don't believe that they were selling crafts. They were selling more of the merchandise that people need to survive and to live and to have in their homes. And they were not small merchants. These were the big companies of their day. So they were department stores, and they didn't necessarily buy the local crafts. Actually, the local people bought from them.
We're talking to Bettina Lyons. She's the author of the book Zeckendorfs and Steinfelds, Merchant Princes of the American Southwest. What are the descendants of these families doing now? Are they still connected to that part of their past?
No, they're not. But one of the reasons I'm coming to Santa Fe to do this talk is that there is a Zeckendorf family living there now. And he is William Zeckendorf and his wife, Nancy, who's been very, very, they've both been very active in the Santa Fe community. And it's really pretty much a coincidence that they've come to settle in the town where Bill Zeckendorf's great-grandfather founded a business. So it's that's one reason I'm coming, and I think people in Santa Fe will be interested. And I'm going to show lots and lots of old photographs, too, which makes it interesting. It's not just me talking, but showing what life was like in the 1850s, 60s, 70s, 80s in Santa Fe.
Give us just a little hint of what some of these pictures are like. What are people going to see?
They're going to see what Santa Fe looked like. They are going to see what these stores that I'm talking about look like. And they're going to see what kind of transportation there was in the early years, that all the merchandise came in large prairie schooners or covered wagons, and you get a chance to see what they look like. And you can see what the town was like and actually photographs of the family and the children. And it makes the story come alive.
Bettina Lyons is the author of the book Zeckendorfs and Steinfelds, Merchant Princes of the American Southwest, and her talk will be titled The Merchants Who Made the West at the New Mexico Film Museum on Montezuma Avenue from 2 to 4 this coming Sunday, the 22nd of February. Thank you so much, Bettina Lyons, for being with us on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
And thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it very much.
We're going to take a break right now. Linda Siegel will be with us in just a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.